This is VOA News, via remote at Melissa Melton. On a day when the world's total number of coronavirus cases hit 11.5 million, governments were struggling Monday with how to reopen their economies or, in some cases, reimpose shutdowns. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases on Monday. This makes it the country with the third highest number of cases in the world, just after the United States and Brazil. Until Monday, Russia had that distinction. In Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, officials have extended lockdowns on businesses, monuments, and other attractions in the city of Agra, including the Taj Mahal, which has been closed to visitors since March. In Pakistan, the country's health minister tested positive for the coronavirus. Pakistan's foreign minister tested positive for the virus last week. Both officials say their cases are mild. Greece said Monday it is banning travelers from Serbia until July 15th after a rise in the number of cases there. In Spain, a county in the northwestern part of the country is on lockdown all week because authorities fear a new COVID-19 outbreak. Spain had been one of Europe's COVID-19 hotspots with more than 250,000 cases and with 28,000 deaths. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele has put the next phase of his country's reopening on hold for 2 weeks because of a 50% jump in the number of cases in the last several days. In Saudi Arabia, the government says it will limit the number of pilgrims on the annual Hajj pilgrimage to 1,000. The ritual usually draws some 2.5 million Muslims for the journey to Mecca. Muslims from outside Saudi Arabia are not allowed to make the pilgrimage this year, and pilgrims will have to maintain social distancing of at least a meter and a half. This is VOA News.